Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Here to help us is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Today he's in our studio. Alan, welcome.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, one of the things I'd like to talk about today is just the importance of good listening sessions and good planning for economic development projects. And I had the privilege recently to do a tour of the upcoming Saluda River Walk, a new section of the trail along the Saluda River.
That's in Columbia.
This is in Columbia. So it starts at the Broad River, works its way back around the zoo, all the way back up to 26. There's some spectacular sections to it. There's going to be a boardwalk elevated kind of above the river along the shore with footings into the rocks below. It's just going to be another beautiful, safe, and secure access to the river.
When is this segment expected to open?
Seems pretty close to me, but it's going to be opening in February. And it kind of goes back to in 1994, Columbia had pretty much zero access to the rivers. And under kind of the leadership of Mike Dawson at the River Alliance and a whole host of local partners, they started to say, we need to develop these rivers as a strategic asset for the region. And they started a community-based planning process that has been successful over the last 25 years. It's just transformed this region.
Do you suppose what happened in downtown Greenville had an impact on moving this forward?
Yes, and that's another point that I'd like to make. I found it interesting. Obviously, Greenville has had tremendous success, but what we're hearing is that Greenville is also going through another strategic long-term planning process. They have hired Urban Design Associates, a big firm out of Pittsburgh, to develop a strategic plan for Greenville leading up to 2040. They hosted, the week of November 5th, a large community-based planning process, input, community meetings, listening sessions for stakeholders. So here's a city that's already successful and not resting on its laurels, already kind of, I guess if you're not changing, you're kind of dying. So Greenville's thinking forward and how can they still improve and manage the future and sensible development over the next 20, 30 years. So.
And how about along the coast where we have another extremely successful large metropolitan area, Charleston?
Yes, incredibly successful. Just a side note, the port there at Charleston, they had a state of the port release that went out. Best year ever at the port, volume up 3%. Great success with the inland port of Greer. Expanded that to an inland port in Dillon. Great infrastructure projects going on. Deepening of the harbor, all kind of on pace and continuing to build the infrastructure in and around the port.
And some long-term urban planning there as well?
Yes, definitely. The city of Charleston has obviously kind of embarked on a long-term plan for transportation, for sustainability in and around the flooding. And similarly, in Columbia, there's a project kind of called the Columbia Compass, which is a 10-year public forum process right now that they're looking for people to go online, submit input, kind of what do you want to see in Columbia as Columbia leads up to, I think in 2036, it's the 250th year anniversary of Columbia. So you have to listen to your stakeholders and constituents and put together something that makes sense for the future.
Well, the year's winding down, Alan. How's that business calendar looking?
Well, one event that really caught my attention is it's going to be held November 16th, and it's the South Carolina Women's Business Summit. It's being hosted by the Women's Business Center for South Carolina at Columbia College. It's on November 16th. Sounds like they've got some amazing keynote speakers and a great forum for women business entrepreneurs from across the state and the Southeast to get together. In Charleston, I recently did an interview with Sharon Gracie at Pure Theater. They're in a new location called the Cannon Street Theater. Great new location. And they're putting a play on in December called A Doll's House, December 7th, I think, to 22nd. And I'd like people always to watch out for events that are taking place at 10 at the Top in the Upstate. They are well attended by each county across the Upstate, and they have a series of events coming up in November and December. And 10 at the Top, again, kind of in this collaborative atmosphere that they have in the upstate.
Alan, as always, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.